I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Set fire to your hair. Poke a stick at a grizzly bear. Eat medicine that's out of date. Use your private parts as piranha bait. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die.
I've got nothing going on.
I don't think... Do you hear me? I don't hear me.
I hear you.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Yeah? Oh, okay. I had the wrong... Why is it only in one of my ear things? Maybe the other one's not working. But I hear you in this one.
I have like a short circuit wire in my headphones. So sometimes they don't work. But then if I jiggle it... I mean, we have enough headphones around here, I'm sure. But instead I'm like, nah, it'll be fine.
We might have a lot of headphones around here, but I stole Justin's because I just wanted it.
Well, there you go. And he doesn't use it. We have to listen to his damn music all the time.
And guess what?
What?
I stole his keyboard yesterday, too.
You did?
I did.
So you got a Mac now?
Yeah.
Good for you. He knows. He said something.
Yeah. But I physically didn't do it. I had someone do it for me. So I'm guilt-free.
Let's be honest. He doesn't use it.
And, I mean, I need it more than him.
What did he steal from you one time?
He stole my jacket. Well, that's the
I thought he stole
recent.
Your chair.
He might have done that too, but the most recent thing is my jacket. Like, it was in my chair. And he took it. I mean, he didn't take it off my body.
You need to figure out ways to pester with him.
No, because then it's going to be like a battle back and forth. Like, then he's going to try to do something to us. I can dish it. I can't. Get dished. what is it called?
You can dish it, you can't take it.
Yeah. Okay, so whenever I make a meal for my family or whatever, I say, you want me to dish you instead of serve you? And I don't know, I can't break that habit. It drives Josh crazy.
That's cute. Sometimes I regress and I go like old school on it. Like sometimes... Whenever I was growing up, we had dinner and we had supper, which is so Southern.
Yeah.
Dinner's lunch and supper is dinner. But sometimes I'll regress back to that. Or like I was telling Jeremy one day, this was a long time ago, but I was telling Jeremy one day, I said, I need to go to Eckerd's and go get my prescription. And he's like, oh, what are you talking about? Like that place hasn't been open in, for like 20 years. But there was once upon a time at Eckerd's.
Oh, and yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
My stepdad does the dinner supper. There is no lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And he also says the ice box for the refrigerator, which drives me insane because there's no ice in the refrigerator. There's ice in the ice.
That's cute,
in the
though.
Freezer.
That's so cute.
He's not, I mean, I guess he's Southern. I just say he's Oklahoman.
That's Southern. But then also, that's confusing to me because of geography. Because, like, whenever I think of the South, I think of the South half of the U.S., and that's not true.
No, it's not true. It is confusing.
It's like certain parts.
Right.
I just consider like...
The border states. I would say you're golden. You're definitely a Southern state if you're on the border, but it's not just those. They're, like Virginia, right?
Yeah.
And the Carolinas, they're considered the South.
Yeah.
North Carolina, there's North in the title.
Yeah. That is so confusing.
It's not right.
It's not geographically correct.
No.
Not if you're looking at a map of the U.S. We don't need the whole world, just the U.S.
Well,
south of the U.S.
I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, we need the rest of the world, but I'm talking about they weren't involved in the North versus the South war. That was civil. They weren't involved in the Civil War.
Hey, I didn't have to say anything. You corrected yourself all on your own.
I figured that out. Look at the big brains on me. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She is effortlessly beautiful, but a little pampering is fun. But talk about your all-time backfires. Lacey got her lashes done, and now her face is falling off.
I knew you were going to say something about it. I thought you were going to fully go there, though.
No, I'm nice.
And then there's my better half. She wears socks with her sandals and steals her husband's toothbrush like a vandal. Her name is
Amy Nichols. Damn straight I do. He has the best toothbrush right now. I need a new one, and somehow he magically got a new one and didn't get me one. Thanks a lot, hubby.
So you're telling me today about this toothbrush situation, and you're telling me Josh got a new one. You don't have a new one. So what'd you do?
So I used it, and I used it again and again. I've used it 3 times now because I go to the grocery store. Yes, I will buy myself a new toothbrush, but I only go once a week. I go either on Friday or Sunday, depending on how desperate we are for food. Anyways, so I have it on my list. I'm going to get one. I just haven't gotten there yet. So I am going to use your god of a toothbrush until I can find my own.
It's just funny to me that you see Josh's new toothbrush and your thought is, I'm going to use this, not let me go buy a new one.
Mine's all mangled and sad. His was so straight. It brushed my teeth so well. It felt so good. My mouth felt so clean after.
Because as soon as you told me, my first thought was, that's cheap ass Amy not wanting to spend money on a new toothbrush. We'll just share. This is going to be the community toothbrush now.
I'll get there. I do feel, I mean, I think it is kind of gross, but oh well.
Okay, well, speaking of gross, you mentioned this, but I get my lashes done every other week, and sometimes I get allergies to the stuff that they use. So usually like the day after, usually it's 2 days after. That's why I don't know why this is happening. But my eye starts itching and I have a little red bump underneath it. And I don't know if it's just because I'm having allergies to it or if there's something wrong with my eye or if my eye herpes has returned and traveled. Because if that's the case, then it has spread, Amy. Okay. And we've never talked about the eye herpes.
I just want to know, are you, you're in an intimate, close proximity with your eyelash lady. Have you told her about your herpes? Eye herpes. I mean, you can get in big trouble if you don't share that information, right?
No, I have not told her. I will make sure and bring it up next time. It's funny because with my eyelash lady, my other best friend goes to her too. And so her and I are really competitive and we're always like concerned who talks to her more, who entertains her more,
like,
or like, well,
shares too much or like you want to be
best. No. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We want her to like us the most, but I want to be like the most, not Vanessa. I don't want her to like Vanessa more than me. And I'm sure Vanessa tips more than me too. So I really got to win her over with my personality. Like I take care of her tip wise.
Sure.
But Vanessa is just a different level.
Over tip.
Oh yeah. She's completely a different level and everything. But yeah. And then Vanessa and I will get together and we'll talk about what we talked about to the eyelash lady or
this is too much
or like Vanessa and I hang out on the weekend and then whoever has the appointment first, it's like, oh, I can't wait to tell Nicole. No, you can't tell her that. I'm going to tell her that. It's just like a big competition. But anyway, so once upon a time, an eye doctor told me I had the eye herpes. But what it was, I was going to the eye doctor for something else completely different. And I had like this little dry spot on my eyelid. And so since I was at the eye doctor anyway, I'm like, by the way, what is this? And he was like, well, do you ever get mouth sores? Or I can't remember exactly how he worded it, but immediately I get defensive. And I'm like, mouth herpes? Do I have mouth herpes? No, I don't have mouth herpes. Why are you asking me this? And he's like, calm down. But it's like similar strain. And I was like, I said, is it from teabagging? He's like, no. I don't even think he knew what that was. He's like, it's from just dirty hands. Like you can get it pushing a grocery cart and not washing your hands and touching your eye afterwards. But I was like so upset that a doctor told me that I had herpes. And then I was like, but I always thought if a doctor was going to tell me I had herpes, I didn't think it was going to be an eye doctor. But I only had it the one time and it's never come back. But now my eye's swollen on the other side. So I don't know.
It doesn't.
Return of the herpes.
No.
It's just my allergies.
I think you have before. I said think twice in a row, which is so stupid. Anyways, You've told your eyelash lady that you're irritated before, and I think she's tried to change some of the stuff that she uses.
Yeah, she gives me sensitive glue and everything else, but
it still doesn't help.
Well, you can just build up allergies to stuff. And so I've never been allergic to anything. And now I'm sick and I'm coughing and my skin's falling off. I mean, it's gross. I don't know what's going on with me. But my lashes look great. Let's be honest.
They sure do.
The rest of my face, I can't vouch for it. But my eyelashes are on point. So I'm going to keep on going. I don't care if I'm itching. I don't care if I'm scabbing. I don't care if it's herpes. I don't care. I'm going. But they do use clean utensils every time. Like, they have that little soaking solution. Same thing if you go get your hair cut.
Yeah.
So it's all clean stuff. I'll bring it up to her just so I can entertain her with my herpes story.
Yeah, win her
but
over.
But not because she needs to know. This isn't like a before we have sex, I got to tell you something, you know?
That's good.
And one more thing I have to confess to. I finally figured out how to dry shampoo. My hairdresser told me that I wash my hair too much. You and I both normally wash our hair every day.
Yeah, which I know is not good.
And she says that that's really bad. And I've never been able to figure out dry shampoo because you put it in and it makes your hair white.
Yeah.
And then you can't get it out. So my hairdresser told me what you do, you spray it in, get completely ready, and then you fix your hair afterwards. And by then it's like absorbed. And so now that works. And so I don't have to wash my hair as often. But since I don't have to wash my hair, I've been giving up showering too. So
ooh, it's a catch 22.
I know. Ooh. So I have to figure out a good balance.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'll try it. I've done the baby powder before. Which is not dry shampoo, let me tell you people.
I think that'd be messy.
Well, and it leaves way too much white in the scalp. I don't know. I like feeling clean, though.
It's overrated. As long as I'm lotioned, I'm fine. I mean, I'll wash my face every day. If I skip a shower, then I'll wash my important parts and stuff. But my skin's so dry, I have to put on lotion anyway. And then I smell clean because I just have a bunch of smell good lotion on. It's like a cheap bath.
My mom calls it a Tijuana bath.
I've heard that, but I don't know why. Why Tijuana?
I guess because they're poor there and they can't fill up the bathtub, so they just use Splash Around to keep clean.
Oh, well, then that's just sad. I do it by choice.
I've also heard it called a horror
bath.
Yeah. Which I would never say to you or anyone.
Hey, you can't shame anybody for anything nowadays. You definitely can't shame me for not bathing. No bath shame. So there's been a lot in the news going on with who bit Beyonce's face.
Sorry.
It's such a big story.
It's ridiculous.
I agree. I think it is hilarious, though.
Oh, yeah.
It is so funny. Like, who... Who does that? And luckily, I'm guessing this didn't leave a scar or anything on her. It could have. I mean, what if somebody was vicious?
Yeah.
I know I've talked about before. I bit my best friend Bonnie on the butt whenever we were kids. She got in front of me and it made me mad. And so I bit her on her butt and I bit her really hard. It bruised her immediately. She started crying and she called downstairs to her mom and her mom comes upstairs and looks at her butt and it has a big old bruise, and I had gap teeth at the time. I had my gap teeth marks in there, and I still told her, I still denied it. I told her mom, I didn't do that. And she's like, look at those messed up teeth. Those are you. Get out of my house. I don't think I scarred her butt, though.
No.
But anyway, I met somebody over the weekend that had the most interesting scar, and what happened to cause this scar? It was on her forearm, and just a big chunk of it was missing, and she still had skin there. It was almost like if somebody lost a bunch of weight, it was like that loose flab skin that was still there, just no muscle at all. And come to find out, she was bitten by a shark.
That's crazy.
And I don't know the story. And of course, I'm like, well, but what happened? I don't know. You know that this chick got bitten by a shark, but you never asked? Because, I mean, there's so many questions.
Oh, yeah.
Did it happen while you were surfing? Are you just innocently swimming around in the ocean and a shark comes up and bites you?
Do you still go to the ocean?
Ooh, that's a good question, too.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I don't know if I could return to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, I'd be done. I also got into an argument with my mom one time over sharks. We got into like almost a screaming match over sharks because she was trying to tell my niece, it's okay to be afraid of sharks in the ocean. And I'm like, you don't need to plant that fear into her. A shark's not going to come get you. And her and I started arguing about sharks. And now I know a shark bitten person. That made me wonder about battle wounds or worst case scenario. You know, you never think that you're going to be out in the ocean and get bitten by a shark. I don't.
I get scared. I won't go too far.
I will.
Especially if it's murky. I need clear water. And I won't go past my hips for more than a few minutes.
Oh, I don't care. There'll be bacteria and fecal matter in the water. And I'll go in there with my open wounds. I'm like, nothing happens. I'm fine. And look at me now. I survived. I might got a touch of the eye herpes, but I mean, I'm doing just fine.
You'd be so mad at my parenting. Because I do worry a little bit sometimes, like especially if we go to the lake or I don't know, some pool of water that might not be the cleanest. I tell the kids, if y'all are going to swim in it, don't put your head under there. I don't want it going into your holes. No ears, no nose, don't drink it. I guess I do put fear into them, but I want them to be cautious. There's nothing wrong with being cautious.
No, I agree. I thought my mom was being a little bit ridiculous. I don't want her to be scared of going in the ocean.
No, I think you still need to enjoy things. Yes, I'm with you on that. So you do hate me?
I see
hate highs.
No. They're just not completely opened right now. I just have stuff going on. No, not at all. But it did make me wonder about the battle scars that shape you and define you. Do you have anything memorable? What's some things that have happened to you?
My best friend growing up, her name is Ashley. She's now my cousin by marriage. Her brother died when we were 8. And it obviously affected us. We mourned together and our friendship was really strong because of all that time we spent together. Our families, you know, leaned on each other and all that. So after all this, directly after this, we were playing in the backyard and we were playing tag and my brother was it. And she was running in front of me. We were trying to get away from him. And I kept running. I was running and I was telling her, run faster, run faster. I'm yelling at her because, you know, he's right on my heels. And I want her to go fast. So she had smacked into a sliding glass door several times that night, did not learn her lesson. I do feel guilty because I was the one behind her telling her to run fast. But she eventually broke through the sliding glass door that night. And it was before the building codes required you to have tempered glass. So these shards cut through her legs. I mean, she painted the floor red with her blood. I thought I was watching my best friend die in front of me. It was crazy because we just experienced the loss of someone together. And anyways, it was traumatic, but obviously she didn't die. She's okay.
Does she look like Chucky now? Like the last Chucky doll that's all sewn back together?
No, but there was this one part of her leg where there are two really close long cuts next to one another, and I guess they couldn't salvage the skin, so they pinched the skin together and just removed that center piece. And when they gathered the skin on either side of that scar, it just, you can see that pinch kind of skin raised. I don't know if it's called proud skin or I think that's what some people call it. And that's noticeable, but I mean, she put vitamin E oil or all over, like she had some cuts on her hands too, but it was really traumatic.
That stuff doesn't always work.
No, it doesn't. I mean, they were severe cuts.
That's crazy. And I keep picturing, I can only say this because I'm glad that your friend's okay. And yeah, Obviously you didn't watch her bleed out or anything. But the Windex commercials where they have the super clean windows and the birds try to come through the window and just like smack into the window.
Yeah. And I think like, especially if you're a good house cleaner and, you know, you've got a really clean window, you need to put stickers up there. And now it's tempered glass, so it's not as big of a deal. But if the glass breaks, and I don't think you usually hurt yourself with tempered glass.
That's a very good point about the windows being clean. That would never happen at my house.
Me either. I mean, I do. I hate cleaning, But I do normally keep a pretty clean house, straightened house, but the windows are such a beating. I hate the windows.
I don't know. I've cleaned my outside windows like once at my house where you get the water hose. Yeah. And I say I've done that. I think Jeremy did it.
I might have done it two or three times. I've lived there for 5 years.
Yeah. I was looking at my house, my windows the other day, and I'm like, it's probably time to do the windows again. I need to get on deep cleaning. I haven't done my spring cleaning yet.
I just need new windows. Will that solve the problem? I think it's a little expensive, but less work on me.
Yeah, for sure. I've had a couple of injuries. I mean, the most memorable one is me breaking my foot on Jeremy's face whenever we were jet skiing. And I don't have any scars from that, but I did break several bones in my foot, busted his nose, broke his glasses. And most importantly, I took away any chances of us ever having joy at jet skiing again.
That is really? Just... Really? Have y'all gone since then?
No. Oh. I don't know that I would.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
I mean, I can. I just don't know that I would enjoy it. And that forever changed me because before that, I was indestructible. There's nothing that could happen to me. And then after you realize, well, I broke my foot. I was out of commission for months. I had to learn how to drive with my left foot. I was hobbling around on crutches. I felt so pathetic. And I know that that's stupid to say, but I had this friend with cancer one time and she was still working the whole time she had cancer. And I was thinking whenever I saw her, I said, well, why are you working? And she goes, well, what else am I going to do? Am I going to sit at home, feel sorry for myself? And I was like, you know what? That's a really good attitude to have. And I started thinking for a minute. I was like, if I did that, I would want to do that too. I want to work. I'd be that kind of person.
Yeah, stay busy.
And then it took me like 10 minutes to remember, oh yeah, whenever I was on crutches, I felt so stupid. I didn't want to go out in public. My friend invited me out for dinner and I was like, well, what am I going to do? Crutch around other people's tables? No, I'm not going out.
Well, you're independent. You don't like, well... I was going to say, you don't like relying on people. I think you do rely on Jeremy a little bit, but that's normal. I mean, I think you, I don't know. I think you like taking care of yourself. You can do your own stuff.
Well, sure. That was the only time that people felt sorry for me automatically. I can make you feel sorry for me, sure. But people didn't just look at me and feel sorry for me. But people were helping me with doors because I'm on crutches and I'm struggling. But then instead of being grateful, I'd get mad because I'm like, thanks, but what do you think I do whenever you're not here? I open up the door by myself. Or we have stairs here, so I would have to put both my crutches underneath one arm and then hop down the stairs. So I would purposely time it out to where if other people were leaving, I would let them leave first. Well, then one day I'm leaving and I get up like one stair or so, and then here come Kelly and Jenna. And I was like, oh, y'all can walk around me. No, it's okay. So they're behind me while it's taking me 5 minutes to get up the stairs.
That's
and
unfair.
Then the whole time they're just, aw, poor. And I'm just sitting there mad. Yeah. I'm like, oh, quit talking about me. Quit feeling sorry for me.
They're putting pressure on you. That's unfair to go faster.
Well, that just lets me know I'm not that person. I think I could be so strong. Yet the one time I hurt myself, I was a pathetic mess. And I thought, you know, nobody even wants me out. Like, how could you eat around me? I'm just disgusting. I'm sad.
Maybe because there was embarrassment attached to the situation. Because you were a little reckless on the jet ski. So I think you took a lot of the blame. I don't know. Maybe that's why you didn't want to be out in public.
Also, my damn hair didn't help the situation either because I crutched to my former hairdresser's salon and I told her that I felt really ugly and it made me pretty. I wanted to do something different. And she goes, why don't we cut your hair, dye it red and put a perm in it? And I'm like, done. So for some reason, as a grown ass adult, I decided to get a perm because she lied to me. She told me it would be like beachy waves. And I believed her. No, a perm is that kinky curly crap that makes your hair. It messes up your hair. Because she even said, like, if you don't like it, you can just blow dry your hair and it'll be straight. No, because now I have a fro. So it doesn't just work like that.
Yeah.
It completely changes the texture of your hair.
Absolutely.
I was probably more embarrassed about that. And I was just blaming it on my foot.
I cut my finger really bad one time. I was in school for a really, really long time. I'm talking about college. You know those signs at graduation? Mine said 11 years, one marriage, and two kids later, I finally graduated. So it was a long, long process. But I was originally going to be an architect, and it was really demanding. I had two small kids, of course, and I went to school in the morning. I dealt with them during the day, and after Josh came home for dinner, then I would finally get to work on my school projects. And I had to use this X-Acto knife to build these three-dimensional sketches that I do of the buildings or whatever. Anyway, so I was trying to force this dull blade through, and my finger was in the wrong spot, and I cut my finger so bad that, I mean, it wasn't round anymore. It was angled. I cut the entire tip off. And it was in the middle of the night, and I was exhausted because I wasn't sleeping much. I was maybe 25 hours a week of sleep I would get. It was ridiculous. I ended up dropping out, obviously, because I couldn't cut it. Well, I could cut my finger, but I couldn't cut the program. But anyway, so I woke Josh up in the middle of the night, and I was feeling lightheaded and it wouldn't stop bleeding. And I woke him up and I said, "You need to take me to the ER. He told me no and rolled over. And I cried a little and I was like, okay. I just laid on the floor because I couldn't sit up. I really thought I was going to pass out. So I just like leaned up against the wall and I held it tight until it stopped bleeding. He was right. I didn't need stitches, but I really thought in that moment, how rude of him. I mean, I know he was sleeping, but I really wanted to go to the ER.
So are you like a lizard with the tail cut off? You just grew back your fingertip?
It did. It was crazy because it was like a straight cut, not round at all anymore. And it just eventually, months and months, it started to heal and the roundness came back.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. Good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a freak.
I don't know. Does that make me a freak? I think I am. I got the lizard finger. In his defense, though, you know, he was tired, and people don't always make the best decisions whenever they're sleepy. I remember whenever my sister was 4, she was in a bunk bed and she was in the top bunk and she fell off in the middle of the night. She was crying. She was sobbing. And my mom was delirious because whatever. She's tired. Oh, okay. So she picks her up and puts her back in the top bunk. No consoling, no pillow to guard her from falling off again.
She didn't even check on her. No, she's like, brush it off. You're fine.
She didn't say a word. She just picked her up and put her back in the top bunk and walked away. I was like, oh gosh, that's harsh. But you just don't make the best decisions when you're tired. So maybe Josh really did want to help me, but he was tired. That's his excuse.
Most of the time, people don't want to go to the hospital. I've had friends call me up in an emergency before. One of my guy friends, I don't know if it was a lawnmower blade or what it was, but he cut his freaking leg open and refused to go to the hospital. So my girlfriend Vanessa called me up upset because her husband's sitting there bleeding out and a part of his leg's missing and he wouldn't go to the hospital. So finally we were like, FaceTime us so Jeremy can look at his wound and tell you if he needs to go or not. We're telling him to go, but he wouldn't go. It's fine. He has a big, ugly scar there now, though.
They probably would have done something to make it look heal and look better, but gosh. No, I would say take me. I'd for sure say take me.
I have this really ugly scar on my leg because a couple of years ago, my parents were living in Georgia, and I went to go visit them, and I was so proud of myself because I want to say you and I had just started running or jogging, and that was the first time that I figured out you're actually supposed to jog and not just run. I would always try to run, and that's how you get your stamina is by going, you know, jogging at an even pace instead of just hauling butt and stopping after a minute. And so I was so proud, and I asked my dad if he wanted to go on a run, and he said yes. And so him and I take off, and we're running at night, which is what the problem is. And I don't know their area. This was a new area that they lived in. So we take off running, and this car comes by. So I hop on the curb. Damn it. No, he's getting that wrong. Okay, I hopped on the curb to get out of the way, but I kept on running just alongside the curb. Well, I'm jogging and I'm telling my dad, I'm like, yeah, I just figured out how to jog. This is what pace we're supposed to go. Bam. All of a sudden, the curb dropped out where they had the
like a drainage
sewer. Kind of thank you. Yeah. And it dropped out and I couldn't see. So I just fell. And this was like a block into our run. And we're getting ready to go on this 3-mile run. Well, my dad's like, let's turn around and go back. And I was like, no, I'm fine. So we ran. It's because I couldn't see. After we got back to the house, my entire knee was scraped up, blood just gushing. I ripped my pants. I mean, it was bad. And I still have this huge, ugly scar from it. And I put all the vitamin E and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's so noticeable. Just left side of my knee or left kneecap, gone. That's a lie. I know somebody whose forearm is gone. It's there. It's just covered up with a really big scar.
It's crazy. My son fell. He was like riding on Papa's back whenever he was like 2 or 3. And it was like, I'm the horsey, you're the cowboy or whatever. Riding around on the kitchen floor and there was tile. Anyways, he fell and he hit his eyebrow and it came out like 1.5 inches. The big bump was enormous, but it never bled. Anyways, it eventually went down and he's scarred and it didn't bleed. I didn't know that you could build a scar from not ever bleeding, from a zero cut. I think that's so crazy that our body does stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. It's just your mutant family. You passed on the genes to them.
I did.
I have broken my nose several times. And I was talking to phone screener Alicia. I don't remember how it came up. But I was talking to her about something and she mentioned that she hates her nose because it's been broken a bunch of times. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I've never even noticed. And then she's showing me her bump in her nose. And I'm like, oh, that's what you're talking about, because I totally have that. But I never see her from a side profile. And I don't think it's obvious. But for her, she feels like it's really obvious. But my nose has been broken so many times. It started off whenever I was playing baseball as a kid. Broke my nose playing that way. I've broken it mosh pitting. just stupid stuff. But now my nose is so sensitive that, like, if I fall asleep with my glasses on and I move around, I can bust my own nose that away.
No.
I've done that before.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's why I don't mosh pit anymore, is because I don't want to.
Wait a second. That's the reason you don't mosh anymore?
Yeah.
Lacey, you're 34. You should not be moshing.
Well, because whenever I broke my nose mosh pitting, I was doing this Who's Hotter Than Who contest at an old station I interned for, and they took my picture. I tried to not tell anybody that I had busted my nose, and they took a picture of me, and in the picture, my nose was big, and I definitely had dark circles under my eyes that I didn't realize before, and then I sound like excuse train coming in, and I'm like, okay, so this is what happened. But I was at a concert at a small club, and nobody was dancing. Nobody was having a good time. And I'm like, what are you doing? That's fucking wrong. And I start pushing people. And then next thing you know, we're moshing. And me and this guy were running. And we just like slammed heads into each other.
Oh.
And it broke my nose. But I was with my brother. And my brother was angry. And he was wanting to take it up with this guy. But it was innocent. He wasn't trying to hurt me. It's just what happened. So I'm like telling my brother that I'm fine while my head's up in the air. I'm sucking back blood. I'm like, it's okay. I'm not hurt at all. And then I go to the bathroom. I'm just blowing blood out everywhere.
Oh,
that's why I don't mosh pit Amy. Not because of my age. God.
I think there's a point where you don't need to be acting like that anymore.
It's fun. It can be fun.
It is adolescent.
I just don't want anybody to hurt my face. Well, if I could take my nose out of it, it'd be fine.
No, I don't want anyone hurting me. Moshing pit? Mosh pitting? Sorry.
I've also busted Jeremy's nose at a concert, but that was his fault because I'm a repeat nose buster of his.
Yes, you are.
Actually, we were at a concert and I'm jumping up and down and I guess he's trying to hold on to me to make sure I don't mush into somebody or I'm staying in place. And right as he did that, I headbanged and busted his nose. But he was fine. No blood. Doesn't count.
I've never been able to get into that. So it's me not being able to relate. You're right. It's not an age thing, but gosh. It's a never thing for me. I'm going to be honest. It's a never thing. No matter my age, no.
I just think it's funny that you scold me anytime I do something I'm not supposed to do. You make me feel bad for drinking vodka off the hostel floor.
Lazy.
You make me feel bad for mosh pitting.
You're okay.
Former mosh pitting. I don't even do it anymore.
Okay. I don't have a defense. I mean, I don't think you should be drinking dirty vodka off a glass-ridden floor. And I don't think you should be breaking people's faces when you're mosh pitting.
Well, that's why I don't do it.
All right, well, then we agree. Perfect.
I don't do it because I don't want to break my face. Other people, they're responsible for their face. I really don't care about that.
I'm sorry I judge you. That's a sincere apology.
I judge you for using your husband's toothbrush instead of buying a new one, so it's fine. I scold you, but just on separate things.
Touche.
I do have a funny one of my mom. It's funny, but it's serious. My mom had breast cancer, and she had one of her boobs removed. And at the time, she was going to have breast augmentation done, but then she started watching all these horror stories of plastic surgery gone wrong, so she decided not to do it. So my mom only has one boob. And immediately afterwards, before she started chemo, she had just gotten it removed, and her and my dad went on a cruise, and she was still bleeding sometimes coming from that other boob.
Yeah.
But I was proud of her because more power to you. If you're fine walking around with one boob, then I'm fine with it too. Just as long as you're healthy and happy. But she has nothing there. No nipple. It's just gone. And whenever they got my niece, my mom would change in front of my niece. And sometimes she never tried to hide it. And sometimes my niece would say something about it, you know, and she'd just say, oh, well, I got it removed, you know, whatever. Well, whenever my niece was still little, my mom... is a little bit heavier. And whenever my niece was little, she's sitting in her car seat behind her and my mom's driving and she's got that little bit of back fat hanging out over her bra. And my niece reaches up and grabs it and goes, I found your missing boob. And my mom's like, nope.
Oh, kids. They're so innocent, but some of the things they say can be hurtful. Thankfully, your mom didn't. I mean, she has a sense of humor, so it wasn't a big deal, but oh.
No, I mean, it was cute and it was kind of smart that she made that connection, yeah. You know, she thought she was discovering it, but not quite. Now, I have some good news. I don't know if this is good news for you or good news for most women. I think it'd be good news for most women. But where do you shop?
Grocery shop?
Mm-hmm.
Usually the Walmart, the neighborhood Walmart.
See, I'm a Target girl, and I know that women love Target.
Yes, they do. I will go there for anything but groceries.
That is just a dangerous place because you go there, and they have everything. So, I mean, I'm going to the grocery store, but then their clothes are on point.
They are. I love them. They're so cute.
Usually, I don't want to pay the price for them because, I mean, they're not cheap clothes at all. But their clothes are on point. Now they just redid everything. They have their own, like, makeup artist that will help you. Yeah.
Like, on staff?
Mm-hmm. Whoa. That are around in the beauty section if you have any questions.
I need to get me to Target.
Probably give you a makeover. I don't know. But the one thing that Target's missing that everybody has said is a bar. Like, what? I mean, you can get anything at Target, but you can't get a drink and sip and shop. Well, now they're talking about possibly changing that. A spokesperson said...
Oh, my God. This is incredible.
A spokesperson said that Targets around the country are looking to obtain a license which will allow shoppers to drink on site. And then they want it to be more of a social thing because, like, surely you're not going to go to Target and get drunk. You just might buy a bottle of wine and drink it. Well, not a bottle of wine. Hold on, that would be me. But you might buy some wine. I mean, I know, like, Whole Foods has a bar you can eat at, a restaurant. I mean, all that kind of stuff that you can have while you're there. So you can enjoy some beverages while you're walking around shopping.
Well, they have those Starbucks in the front. If they just, on the other side, instead of customer service, do a bar where they can take their drinks down the aisles. There is a problem. There are people, I guess it depends on what kind of neighborhood you live in, that can't respect people or things. So they, you know, I've been to a Walmart where they just like Kool-Aid sprayed all over the clothes. I'm like, can you not control your kid long enough to, maybe it was an adult, who knows? But anyways, I've never seen that at Target.
I was about to say that never happens at my Target.
That never happens at Target. Anyway, so hopefully if you are walking around with a drink, alcoholic beverage down the aisles at a Target, that wouldn't have any repercussions. But gosh, that's an excellent idea.
I know. But then it's dangerous because you do go to Target for one thing and come home with completely different stuff. And then you want to add, now you're alcohol happy on top of that. Then that just really could be dangerous. Then I always buy way too much whenever I'm there.
The returns are going to be insane if that happens. You know that. They're going to have to like put double the staff at the customer service because of it. Do you not ever like feel guilty and then return stuff? Sure.
Oh, I mean, I've said this before. I get told that I'm way too cheap for the stuff that I return because I will keep my tags on anything. And if it's something I buy for my home, I'll like set it up in my home and see if I like it. And if not, then I just still have my tag on it so I can bring it back. I'll return clothes. I'll return food. I don't care. I don't use it. So it doesn't matter. I have no shame in returning stuff.
That's
what am I going to do with it?
Yeah.
I want my money back. I don't care how much it was. I want my money back on it.
I agree. That's exciting though. I mean, I feel a little bad for the people who work there, but the customers will be very pleased.
I know my friend who's a firefighter in Chicago, he was telling me they had a call out at Whole Foods one day, and it was this older lady that was blackout drunk, and I don't know why they had to call because of her. I think she was probably being a disruptance or something. But my friend took her outside and scolded her and was like, you are living your life wrong. This is Whole Foods, for God's sakes. Get it together. They took her out. I could see me getting a little bit too happy at Target, you know? Honey, you're going to have to come get me. Where are you at? The bar at Target, and I bought everything.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it would be a full bar, if it'd just be, you know, buying some wine and drinking that while you go.
Easy, no hard liquor.
Okay, you're my condiment girl.
Yes, I am. Well, sauces. I can have fancy sauces, too. I'm not just limited to condiments. But yes.
Well, that's the same thing, right?
Not all sauces. Like, what if there's, like, a fancy Yvette sauce that is a white wine cream with portobello mushrooms and spinach and all this stuff? I wouldn't consider that a condiment.
Do you like aioli?
I do.
Me, too. We've been on a big aioli kick lately. Well, there's now sliced ketchup.
Sliced?
Mm-hmm. So, you know how American cheese comes in little prepackaged wrap squares? They're now going to sell ketchup like that.
Oh, that sounds so gross.
But it's not cheap. A pack of 8 slices of ketchup will cost you $10.
That's so gross. It's like gel. It sounds like... No.
So you're not down for that?
I can't jump on board with that. It sounds fake. It sounds bad. What chemicals are keeping it into a square shape? No.
I know. That's something I need to be more conscious about, additives and stuff like that. I just look at the label and see the sugar content, really, is the only thing that I'm looking for. Is this packed full of sugar and how many calories does it have? I don't check for all the other stuff because ideally you're supposed to shop on just the edges of the grocery store. That way you're not getting all the processed and all the fake stuff.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah, because that's where you get your meats and your fresh veggies and your fruits.
That makes sense.
So if you can keep around to that kind of stuff, but then like, what about the salad dressing?
Yeah.
I need some good salad dressing, and I've done the make it yourself Italian like you do, where you put the olive oil and water and vinegar. And that's good, but it gets thick after a day or two because it doesn't have the damn additives in there to keep it all together.
Yeah.
So here lately I've been on this, there's a Greek yogurt salad dressing, and it's only like 45 calories because I need a lot of salad dressing. So I don't need my salad dressing to be 100 something calories because I'm going to add like 3 servings of it probably.
Oh, I'm on both sides of the spectrum. I love a good salad dressing. But then whenever I'm trying to be healthy, because there is a bunch of stuff, you look on the ingredients and you don't even know half the things. Like, what is this Exolium gum? I don't know what this stuff is. I'm not putting it in my body. But then I'm like, it tastes really good. And I eat a whole bunch of it. On the other end, I just use lemon juice sometimes because I know what it is. There's nothing bad in it. but it's really sad. It's a sad salad.
Well, and if you can do olive oil and balsamic vinegar, if you have the right mix of that, but I don't know the proper mix. Yeah. You can just use those two and that's healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it still has additives and stuff in it, but at least that's
better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to do it. I guess I'm on a food kick. We hadn't said this. I pulled a couple of food stories. I guess I'm on a food kick because congratulations to Amy and myself on getting our lives back together.
Heck yeah.
Getting back healthy finally. I feel like it's the middle of the year, but that's just because January took our whole life.
Well, and I was bad last year. Like from Thanksgiving on, I have been naughty.
Same. Naughty. Whoa.
I didn't want to say bad. I felt like I said bad 20 times. So I was using my thesaurus.
Amy's been being naughty since Thanksgiving and she's been eating like crap too.
Yeah.
No, same. And so you and I decided we're going to do 8 weeks.
Yes.
Starting next week.
Until Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be very rigorous. I'm going to be really, really good. But I think there's some cheat days that's acceptable. So
that's fine.
Maybe a 24-hour period, maybe every other weekend. If something comes up, something comes up.
And that's why, because I had asked you if you wanted to do 30 days, if we would do the fittish for 30 days, no alcohol, no sugar, no carbs, or no bad carbs anyway, no dairy. And you were like, oh, I'm going till Memorial Day. That's 8 weeks. And I was like, oh, well, I don't know about it. That is a very long time. I don't know about all that. But then we decided you can have that 24-hour cheat day, but we don't want to take advantage of it.
Right. Only if you need to.
Yeah. And I have a wedding coming up. So I was like, oh, that's perfect because I have a wedding. But then I noticed the date. The wedding's next Friday, so I'm not going to start being healthy on Monday and then break it on Friday and then go back. So I'm just going to have to be good while I'm at the wedding.
Yeah.
My body needs a break.
I saw something. I don't remember where it was, but it was in 2 weeks, you'll feel it. In 4 weeks, you'll see it. And in 8 weeks, you'll hear it. So people will start noticing and asking you about it. So 8 weeks is my goal.
Well, and I'm going to my niece Rihanna's graduation in Georgia Memorial weekend. So that's perfect because then I'll be looking nice for her, I guess. I don't know. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, please leave us a comment and a rating. That would be really cool if you would do that. And hit us up on our socials so we can talk to you. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Get your toast out with a fork. Do your own electrical work. Teach yourself how to fly. Eat a 2-week-old unrefrigerated pie.